LA Times columnist, Larry Elder is Black Face of White Supremacy. By Joel B. Polak on August 20, 2021. The Los Angeles Times published a column Friday by Erica D. Smith declaring that conservative talk radio host Larry Elder is the black face of white supremacy. Elder is leading polls among likely replacements for incumbent Governor Gavin Newsom, D., who is facing a September 14 recall election. Smith wrote, with polls showing that nearly half of likely voters support recalling Newsom and that Elder is in the lead to replace him. Ignoring the self-proclaimed sage from South Central is no longer a viable strategy, particularly for black people. He's a danger, a clear and present danger, said Melina Abdullah, co-founder of Black Lives Matter Los Angeles. Elder mocks critical race theory, though I'm not sure he understands what it actually is. That doesn't bode well for ethnic studies in California. As State Senator Sidney Comlugger said, I'm not interested in going back to Jim Crow because I want to have a black person as governor. Much of the rest of the column is a collection of quotes from left-wing black political personalities attacking Elder. Earlier this summer, another Times columnist compared Elder to white supremacist David Duke, prompting Elder to refuse to answer a question from her during a Times editorial interview. Media attacks against Elder have increased in recent days, as polls have suggested there is a chance Newsom could lose. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.